Chapter 1, Introduction to Real Estate and Real Property. The words real estate have a generally broad definition when used in everyday language. However, in relation to real estate transactions, real estate has to be more specifically defined. There are several concepts included in real estate or real property, which are defined below. A leasing agent should have a basic understanding of these terms. Land, real estate, and real property. Land is defined as the earth's surface extending downward to the center of the earth and upward to infinity. Land includes not only the surface of the earth, but also the underlying soil. Land also refers to objects that are naturally attached to the earth's surface, such as boulders and plants. Land includes the minerals and substances that lie far below the earth's surface. It even includes the air above the earth, all the way up into space. Real estate is defined as land at, above, and below the earth's surface, plus all things permanently attached to it. The term real estate is similar to the term land, but it means much more. Real estate includes natural land, along with all human-made improvements. An improvement is any artificial addition to land, such as a building or a fence. The term improvement, as used in the real estate industry, refers to any addition to the land. Land also may be improved by streets, utilities, sewers, and other additions that make it suitable for building. An apartment building would be considered an improvement, along with any landscaping, fencing, sidewalks, or sewer utility lines running to the building from the street or nearest utility distribution point, if located in the suburbs. Real property is defined as the interests, benefits, and rights that are included in the ownership of land and real estate. Real property includes the surface, subsurface, airspace, any improvements, and the bundle of legal rights, the legal rights of ownership that attach to the ownership of a parcel of real estate. When consumers talk about buying, selling, or leasing homes, office buildings, apartment buildings, and land, they often will call all of these properties real estate. For practical purposes, the term is synonymous with real property as defined here. In everyday usage, then, remember that real estate has come to include the legal rights of ownership specified in the formal definition of real property. The concept of real property is important for leasing agents because later on we will see that when an owner leases property to a tenant, he is passing over several rights associated with real estate to the tenant on a temporary basis. Because the law recognizes the rights included in the bundle of rights, the ability of an owner to transfer some or all of these rights on a permanent basis. This provides the legal basis for the ability of a landlord to lease or rent a property to a tenant for a period of time, without losing those rights. Land, no improvements, real estate, land with improvements, real property, land with improvements plus bundle of rights, bundle of legal rights. Traditionally, ownership of real property is described as a bundle of legal rights. In other words, a purchaser of real estate actually buys the rights of ownership held by the seller. These rights include possession, control, enjoyment, exclusion, disposition. An important decision between real estate and personal property is that personal property is movable. Items of personal property, also referred to as chattels, include such tangibles as chairs, tables, clothing, money, bonds, and bank accounts. Trade fixtures are included in this category. They, too, are frequently referred to as chattels. An item of real property can become personal by severance. For example, a growing tree is real estate until the owner cuts it down, severing it from the property. Similarly, an apple becomes personal property once it is picked from the tree, and a wheat crop becomes personal property once harvested. It is also possible to change personal property into real property through annexation. For example, a landowner buys cement, stones, and sand, mixes them into concrete, and constructs a sidewalk across the land. This landowner has effectively converted personal property into real property. Licensees need to know whether property is real or personal for many reasons. An important distinction arises, for instance, when the property is transferred from one owner to another. Real property is conveyed by deed. Personal property is conveyed by a bill of sale. Classifications of fixtures. In considering the differences between real and personal property, it is necessary to distinguish between a fixture and personal property. Fixtures. Almost any item that has been added as a permanent part of a building is considered a fixture. During the course of time, the same materials may be both real and personal property, depending on their use and location. Legal tests of a fixture 1. Method of attachment 2. Adoption to real estate 3. Agreement between the parties trade fixtures. A special category of fixture includes personal property used in the course of business. This personal property, when attached to rented space or building or used in conducting a business, is personal property that remains the personal property of the renter. Trade fixtures must be removed on or before the last day the property is rented. The tenant is responsible for any damage caused by the removal of the trade fixture. Trade fixtures that are not removed become the real property of the landlord. Types of real property. There are different types of property in which to specialize. Real estate can be classified as residential, property used for single-family or multifamily housing, commercial, any multifamily building over 4 units, as well as business property, including office space, shopping centers, stores, hotels, and theaters. Industrial, warehouses, factories, land in industrial districts, agricultural, farms, timberland, ranches, and orchards, special purpose, churches, schools, cemeteries, and government-held land. Supply and demand. The forces of supply and demand in the market determine how prices for goods and services are set. Greater supply means producers need to attract more buyers, so they lower prices. Greater demand means producers can raise their prices because buyers compete for the product. Supply and demand in the real estate market. Two characteristics of real estate govern the way the market reacts to the pressures of supply and demand: uniqueness and immobility. Uniqueness means that no matter how similar two parcels of real estate may appear, they are never exactly alike. Each occupies its own unique geographic location, and two properties are never exactly the same inside. Immobility refers to the fact that property cannot be relocated to satisfy demand where supply is low. Nor do buyers necessarily make relocation decisions based on greater housing supply in a certain locale. For these reasons, real estate markets are local markets. When supply increases and demand remains stable, prices go down. When demand increases and supply remains stable, prices go up. Factors affecting supply: labor force and construction costs. A shortage of skilled labor or building materials, or an increase in the cost of materials, can decrease the amount of new construction. Construction permit fees and high property transfer costs can also discourage development. An attempt may be made to pass increased construction costs along to buyers and tenants in the form of higher prices and increased rents, which can further slow the market. Government controls. Local governments also can influence supply. Land use controls, building codes, and zoning ordinances help shape the character of a community and control the use of land. These local controls usually add costs to the development and maintenance of buildings and property in the form of fees, etc. Governmental financial policies. The government's monetary policy can have a substantial impact on the real estate market. Governmental agencies, such as the Federal Housing Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs, also have an impact on the rental market through their vouch and various subsidized rental programs. Additionally, state and municipal programs are available to aid renters. Taxation policies. On the taxation of real estate can have both significant and complex effects on the real estate market. Real estate taxation is a necessary source of revenue for local governments. Real estate taxation is a necessary source of revenue for local governments. High taxes may deter investors, but may be necessary to maintain continued economic growth within the community. Tax incentives can attract new businesses and industries. Of course, one of the largest expenses in an operating budget for an apartment building is real estate taxes. This expense has a very important effect on the rent, which a landlord has to charge to earn a return on his investment. Factors affecting demand. Population. Shelter is a basic human need, so the demand for housing grows with the population. Although the total population of the country continues to rise, the demand for real estate increases at a faster rate in some areas than in others. In some locations, growth has ceased altogether as the population has declined. This may be due to economic changes, social concerns, or population changes. The result can be a drop in demand for real estate in one area matched by an increased demand elsewhere. Normally, the area in which a leasing agent is interested in is limited to a neighborhood or suburban community. Demographics is the study and description of the population. The population of a community is a major factor in determining the quantity and type of housing in that community. Family size, the ratio of adults to children, the ages of children, the number of retirees, family income, lifestyle, and the growing number of single-parent and empty-nester households are all demographic factors that contribute to the amount and type of housing needed. In setting up a business plan for an apartment building, the property manager or leasing manager attempts to obtain as much information about the demographics of the area or neighborhood in which the building is located to determine what a renter may be able to afford, the marketing approaches to be utilized, and the building amenities to be stressed to appeal to the local target audience. Employment and wage levels. Decisions about whether to buy or rent and how much to spend on housing are closely related to income. When job opportunities are scarce or wage levels low, demand for real estate usually drops. In the case of rental properties, several factors may operate in poor economic times. 1. Homeowner who can no longer afford their homes may switch to rental housing, increasing demand. 2. Young people who would normally enter the rental market may remain with their parents, decreasing demand. 3. Renters who have lost jobs or can only get a lower-paying job may no longer be able to afford their apartment rent, resulting in evictions and empty apartments. 4. Current renters may downgrade their apartment on renewal to a one-bedroom from a two-bedroom, from a one-bedroom to a studio, etc., leaving the higher-priced apartments only. 5. Competition for renters may drive rents down or increase incentives to attract a smaller rental audience.